Welcome to another episode of Good Vibration Sound Healing, the art and science of vibroacoustic sound therapy. I'm Tom Gleason.
And I'm Dr. Lisa Gleason.
Each week, we'll bring you new information about innovative techniques and therapies in the world of sound healing to optimize your health.
From tuning forks to crystal bowls and everything in between, we'll have you feeling better so you're healing better.
Now, as we've talked about before, the benefits of sound healing are many and varied. And it's not so much about the tones of these instruments as the vibrations and the resonance and harmonics that are produced as a result. Now, these vibrations, they heal on a cellular level. It goes way beyond relaxation and just brainwave stimulation. It reaches deep on an energetic level into every cell in the body. And it's been known to repair damaged tissue, to reduce stress, to stimulate awareness. It raises the vibrational level in the consciousness, improves sleep, lowers the heart rate, slows your breathing. And it's been discussed that disease and illness is often associated with a much lower frequency in the body. And so these tools that we use raise the vibration to assist in healing these diseases.
I mean, it's really incredible. And I know I use that phrase so often, but since we first became involved in the community of sound therapy and sound healing, every client we've worked with, including ourselves, have had all or some and most of these effects. I think really what helped me understand and can help you understand how sound healing helps the entire body is to remember that our bodies are made up of matter and primarily water. So the general idea of sound healing is that all of our organs, our tissues and cells, and even the water in our body emit a certain frequency. So, for example, the human brain produces a range of vibrational frequencies that can change in different mind states. So the frequency that the brain is operating at when you're relaxed is different than the frequency the brain operates when you're under stress, when you're feeling unwell, like we've been over this past week with the, you know, cold bug running through our house, and even other states such as being in love or feeling very in tune with your body. So the brain is operating at all of these different frequencies at different times. So the idea behind sound healing is that the frequencies that the instruments emit or produce can tune the body. And so when we're looking to take the body from a state of stressfulness and the frequencies that the body operates during stress, and we want to tune those back down to a state that the body would feel during a relaxed time, that's a really beneficial therapy for the system. And the research tells us that we can do that, and we can manipulate those frequencies, and hence we have this decrease in anxiety and stress and racing thoughts and all of those things. So when I say it's incredible, I mean, for us to have the control over being able to do that with a variety of sound instruments, I think really gives us agency over our own health and our own wellness. Don't you think?
I agree 100%. So today we're going to be talking about one of the most effective therapies that can be used in sound healing, and that's the crystal practitioner bowl or crystal singing bowls. These bowls resonate like you wouldn't believe, very deeply. You can feel it to your core. These bowls are usually made from like 99% pure quartz crystal that's crushed and heated, then molded into shape and size. They come out with an instrument that is truly effective in this therapy. So we're going to be talking a little bit about crystal bowls, how they're used, how they're played, and we'll even demonstrate a few of the techniques.
So before we talk about the bowls, can we talk about another therapy that we use when we're not in tune during this week, with this cold running through our house?
Yes.
This past week, we've both been battling, I don't know, it's like coughing and sneezing and congestion. And, you know, we try to use as many alternative therapies as possible, including sound healing, particularly for the throat and heart chakra. But one of our favorite things is to drink this sort of health tea that we've created. And I think we should share with everybody what we do, because we've had a lot of good results with that health tea, don't you think?
It's very effective, yes. I've been drinking it every night, and it certainly does kind of affect the system in such a way that you do seem to get better a little quicker.
So it's super easy, but the key is that as soon as you feel any symptoms of a cold coming on, you have to get ahead of it. So what we do is we boil filtered water, and to a cup of filtered water, we add some organic honey. We're now using this new honey called hot honey, so it has cayenne pepper already in the honey. But if you don't have access to buying hot honey, you can just use regular organic honey and then add, depending on how much heat you can stand, a couple of shakes of cayenne pepper. And then to that, we add a slice of organic lemon, one star anise. Those are those little star-shaped dried pods. You can find them in the spice section in most supermarkets these days. And one teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. And then really to top it off, if you have a little piece of fresh ginger added in as well. And you let that steep for a couple minutes. And we try to drink it every couple hours. And it really does help in sort of abating the length of a cold. So we call that the health tea.
And it works.
So we're hoping that I'm on the other end of it now, and we're hoping that Tom's going to be getting there too, so that we can really get back to feeling ourselves. We have a lot of events coming up in the next couple weeks. We have sound baths and some sound healing sessions at a new wellness center opening up in our community, the Pampered Spirit. We're excited about that. And so we have to be on our game. So we'll always bring to you some of our little tips and tricks in the wellness space.
Okay, so let's start talking about crystal singing bowls.
Okay, so we were first introduced to crystal singing bowls and crystal practitioner bowls back when we were going through our sound practitioner certification at Sage Academy of Sound Healing. And, you know, I think everybody has an affinity for different sound instruments. And for me, I definitely, I mean, I don't want to say these resonated with me because that would be too corny, right? But they did resonate with me. I just felt very connected to this particular instrument. And one of the things we talked about in last week's episode was the idea that this is such a reciprocal practice, and that when we as practitioners are conducting sound healing sessions, we are also getting the benefit. So the first time I picked up a crystal practitioner bowl and started to practice the art of manipulating that instrument and getting the sound and resonance from that instrument, it was amazing. And the crystal practitioner bowl, Tom mentioned, it is made usually from 99% quartz. And they have this powerful, powerful resonance, and the sound is so clear. So one of the things to remember about crystal quartz is that quartz is a vibrational transmitter. It's used as a transmitter in almost all technologies beyond sound therapy. But in the sound therapy field, it carries this vibrational consciousness of either metal or mineral or the crystal or whatever we're using. So we're the perfect receptor for quartz therapy. So when we use the quartz or crystal practitioner bowl, we're getting this vibrational penetration. And what you'll see with the crystal practitioner bowls are there are two ways that the bowl can be used to produce sound frequencies. The first, which we'll demonstrate in a few minutes, is to tap the bowl gently on the side and you will immediately get that pure crystal sound vibration. It's so beautifully healing and well received by the body. It's usually a long sustainable frequency, and it will last sometimes for, you know, a good couple of minutes just by tapping the bowl once and letting the sound just move through the space. The second way that you can use the crystal practitioner bowl is to rim the bowl. So during the rimming method, you find that the sound gradually begins to build with a pulsing frequency. And then it gradually begins to build in volume, and that pulsing continues.
Yeah, and then of course it after that it kind of decays. Think of like a stone thrown into a pond, how it creates the ripples. It's very much like that. It goes outward, and this goes through the body and affects all the different parts of the body for a length of time. And then it finally decays out, and then you repeat the process. And because the human body is made up predominantly of water, it makes for an excellent conductor for these vibrations.
So we're going to demonstrate the crystal practitioner bowls in a bit. And maybe we should also talk a little bit about when we say practitioner bowls versus crystal singing bowls. They're in essence the same sound instrument. The difference is the crystal practitioner bowl has a handle. They're a little bit smaller so that you can use them when you're traveling, as you're walking around a room. They're great for sound baths or in private practice. So whereas the stable single singing bowl is usually meant to stay grounded on the floor, usually with an O-ring underneath it so that it's stable and can produce sound. But we don't usually move around the room with the larger bowls, where the crystal practitioner bowls we do. And we're able to put those bowls directly over specific parts of the body to really bring that frequency and vibration really close to the client's body. And so if there's an area that they have blockage, if they have an area of injury, or any area that they're looking to clear, we can put that crystal practitioner bowl directly over that area, and the effect is pretty powerful.
And although we're not getting into it today, it bears mentioning that the Himalayan singing bowls, which are metal, are actually at times laid on the body to produce an even more intense effect when a certain area, you know, needs special focus.
I'm excited when we'll do that session, because the weighted Himalayan bowls are one of my favorite, both to receive when I'm a patient and also to work with clients. But we'll do that, and we'll have that coming up in a future session. And so why don't we show our listeners the effects of the crystal practitioner bowl?
Okay. Let me just mention that the crystal bowl is one of the newer instruments in sound therapy. A lot of the other instruments are ancient. They've been used in Eastern cultures for thousands and thousands of years. The crystal bowls have really only been used over the last maybe 30, 40 years. So it's really still evolving, and we're learning new and better techniques and just how effective it can be. So let's listen as we demonstrate.
Okay, the first instrument we're using today is the crystal practitioner bowl, and this is a G. Okay, so the G is associated with the solar plexus. Tom, you want to tell our listeners a little bit more about that energy center and what's associated, both emotion, physicality, with the solar plexus?
Yeah, a lot of these tones affect are connected to the subtle energy centers in the body. And they also affect the endocrine system, as well as other systems in the body that are so important to achieving optimal health. So the resonance and vibration occurs on a cellular level as energy that pulses throughout the body.
When we talk about being in optimal health, one of the indicators of optimal health is that our energy centers are clear. And usually when we're in a place of unwellness or dis-ease, we'll find that there are closed energy centers. And we can usually pinpoint where those are just naturally. We're not feeling well. We can feel blockage in the throat, congestion in the chest, you know, in and around the heart chakra or heart energy center. So by having a better understanding of where these subtle energy centers are, we can apply very specific therapies to help improve those particular areas. So the first sound instrument is the G. And again, this is the crystal practitioner bowl. And I'm going to sound this crystal practitioner bowl by just tapping the side of the bowl. Now that was a very light tap on the side of the G crystal practitioner bowl. Now, in a sound healing session, we would move that crystal practitioner bowl over different energy centers in the body. We usually try to identify with the client where they're feeling any kind of blockage and be able to work the bowls around those energy centers. So you can hear that that produces this long, sustainable, clear note. There is some pulsing that happens there, but now I'm going to try a different method on the crystal practitioner bowl. Again, this is in G, and this is rimming the bowl or moving the suede mallet around the rim of the bowl. And this frequency becomes very powerful as the rimming continues, and it'll increase in volume and the frequency will become even more powerful. So you can see with rimming that it produces a really powerful frequency that increases in volume, and the vibration from that frequency, which is manipulated by the practitioner, can either be subtle or it can grow stronger to really break up some of those blockages. So I really use rimming a lot when we're working with the crystal practitioner bowls, because I find that it has a really powerful effect on our clients.
And it's especially effective too when we work together on a client, because one person will be doing the bowls, which produce certain tones and frequencies, and the other person might be doing the tuning forks, which are a completely different frequency. And the combination of these really work on different parts of the body to very effective ends.
So the next crystal practitioner bowl we'll use is an A. And the A is associated with the throat energy center or throat chakra. So it's a slightly higher sound, and the vibration and frequency are very clear and, again, very powerful. And so I'm going to demonstrate a tapping technique, and then I'll demonstrate the rimming technique so you can hear the two different changes in vibration. First is tapping, and this is the A, crystal practitioner bowl. So the A, I've been using the A a lot this week with having this cold and having a lot of congestion and blockage in and around my throat and chest. So the A, again, produces this nice, clear resonance. The vibration is strong. And I find direct healing in and around that throat energy center. So you could hear that that was like a long, sustainable note. On the second tap, it started producing the beginning of that cyclical kind of pulsing. But now I'm going to demonstrate the A Crystal Practitioner Bowl with rimming. Even as I'm sitting here demonstrating, I'm getting the effect. There is this common effect that most people experience in various types of sound healing, whether it's bowls, tuning forks, the Himalayan bowls, chimes, but whatever the instrument is, there is this sort of relaxation that happens that almost creates this suspended sense of time and space. Do you get that same?
Absolutely. It's very meditative immediately.
And I really feel it when that rimming and pulsing sensation happens. And remember, we talked about the benefits of sound healing is that one of the benefits is this ability to tune the nervous system. And so when we let our body sort of sync up to those frequencies, it brings the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system into this tuned-in state. And you can feel it 100% in your body as it's happening. And I've always said one of my favorite things around this practice is the fact that, for me, the effect is so quick and so immediate. And it doesn't have to build. I don't have to go to 3 sessions to finally begin to feel the effects. I felt it the first time I was in a sound bath and absolutely felt the effects in a private session.
So I just wanted to remind everybody that in the future, we will be demonstrating a lot of these instruments on our YouTube video channel, so you can see more of what the practice looks like when we're actually working on clients. So I'll give everybody a heads up when we're up and running with that, and you'll want to tune in and check out some of those videos. I think they'll be great.
Also, our listeners will soon be able to find links on the podcast for purchasing their own sound instruments. And the first thing we'll be having up will be a link for tuning forks. And I believe either next week or the following week, our podcast will be focused on tuning forks, another incredible sound healing instrument. And you will be able to purchase your own tuning forks. And then you can flip over to the YouTube channel for a demonstration on how to begin to develop your daily tuning fork practice, much like any self-care practice, meditation or yoga, that becomes part of your daily practice to set you up for a day of positivity and success. So that will be upcoming in the next couple of weeks. And do you want to tell the listeners about some of the events we have coming up?
Yes, we have a group sound bath coming up on February 2nd at the Pampered Spirit in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. For anyone who's in that area, they can come join us, and that will be at 3:00 in the afternoon on Sunday. And we will be taking a group of people and just working different instruments and providing a group sound session.
And you still have time to get your wings and burgers or impossible burgers and plant-based food, whatever your eating style is, to get ready for Super Bowl.
The Pampered Spirit is going to actually be having their grand opening on the 31st, so we'll be doing free demonstrations of some of the tools there as well. And then we'll follow that up a few days later with our sound bath.
Yeah, I think we're doing mostly tuning forks on the grand opening. So there'll be chairs set up and clients can come in and out and have a little sampling of what a mini sound healing session would be like. We'll also have the crystal practitioner bowls, which we did today. We're really excited to have Pampered Spirit opening up in the community here in Point Pleasant. Anytime we have someone new join this space where we're bringing to people, you know, alternative therapies to create optimal health is really exciting to me. So Bridget from Pampered Spirit has been in the community for a long time. She's had a mobile massage business for many years in the area. She's now opening a bricks and mortar site called Pampered Spirit. And there was a dry salt cabin in the space that clients can spend some time experiencing the benefits of dry salt therapy, and a variety of other practitioners that will be there. So we're really excited to be there for the grand opening. Again, that's this Friday, January 31st from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And then, as Tom mentioned, we'll be back over at Pampered Spirit on Sunday, February 2nd, Super Bowl Sunday, for a full 1 hour sound bath. And we'll be using a whole variety of sound instruments. And gosh, people can expect to be super relaxed and super in tune and ready to go when they get in front of that TV later for the game. Are we watching the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. So I guess we'll leave it there for today. We covered a lot of information. It's a lot to absorb. So we really hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye, everyone. We'll see you next week. And in the meantime, don't forget to check us out on Facebook at Interval Sound and Healing Arts, or you can find us on Instagram at ISHA_soundhealing. You can also find us at www.intervalmediagroup.com.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Good Vibrations Sound Healing, the art and science of vibroacoustic sound therapy.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all major podcasting platforms. Please subscribe, leave us a message, and share with your friends. We'll see you next week for a new episode. And remember, when you feel better, you heal better.